yeshiva, continuing in the halachas of the Pesach. We're up to page 5 over here. We're going to do Simen Taf Lamed. We're going to start Bezrat Hashem Simen Taf Lamed Aleph. Simen Taf Lamed, it's one seif. And basically the topic over here is the dinam of Shabbos HaGadol. Okay, the dinam of Shabbos HaGadol. We all know that the Shabbos before Pesach is called Shabbos HaGadol. The question is, why in the world is it called Shabbos HaGadol? First, let's just see the Mechaber inside. The Mechaber says, Shabbos Shalifnei HaPesach Korino to Shabbos HaGadol Mivnei HaNeis Shenasabo. Okay, the Shabbos before Pesach is called Shabbos HaGadol because the great miracle that happened. Okay, what miracle happened on Shabbos HaGadol? So if you look in the Torah, it is actually quoted over here in the Mishnah Berurah, brings down the Torah's understanding of what this Nes was based on the Medrash. The Torah, the Mishnah Berurah, brings down over here and says, Kotan Aleph, Shebashana, Sheyotzum Mitzrayim. The year that Klal Yisrael was leaving Mitzrayim, Mayo Asara B'Nisan, B'Yom Shabbos. The 10th of Nisan fell out on Shabbos. V'lochu Kol Echad Yisrael, Selim Pitzchol, K'shar B'Kerem Mita. And that day, they took the Seh. They took the lamb and they tied it to the Keri Amita, they tied it to the bedpost. Just like it says in the Torah, that was a commandment on Klal Yisrael trying to take the seh and tie it to the bedpost. And the Mitzrim saw this, and you have to remember the seh for them was their god. What are you doing? The yeshiva Klal Yisrael said back to the Mitzrim, we are taking this and we are going to shecht it because that is what our God commanded us. They're the Lashon, what you say, and the God also, Shineim Kaos. Okay, they were really, really knocking it back. They knocked the socks off that they were good, that they were going to shech their God. But they were unable to say anything back to Klal Yisrael. Since that year, the 10th, fell on Shabbos, this happened on Shabbos. Okay, kovuli krot Shabbos leave they have Pesach yolam Shabbos agadol. Because this great miracle that Klal Yisrael was able to take the seh and shecht it, or tell the Klal Yisrael that you're going to shecht in front of them, and the Mitzrayim were unable to say anything to them. That great miracle we remember on Shabbos agadol. That's what we are remembering. Okay. However, if you look in the Beis Yosef, very interesting, he brings out a different medrash, a little bit similar, but. Listen to his. Says the Beis Yosef. Kedisa b'medjish. Kishalachu pitzchein b'oto shah. When they taught the Korban Pesach. When they took this, sorry, not the Korban, the Beva Pesach at this time. Niskapsu b'choros umos olam. Gathered the nations of the world of Mitzrim, Eitzel Yisrael, and they came to Klal Yisrael. V'shalom lama yosinkach. Why are you doing this? Amru lahem. Zevach Pesach Hashem, very similar to the Torah's Medrash. They said it, Zevach Pesach Hashem. This is what we're supposed to do. Shiarog Bichori Mitzrayim. And what's going to happen is, what exactly is the connection? But Klal Yisrael told them at this point that all the firstborn children are going to get killed at this point. Hocho Eitzlav Usam. So all the firstborn children of the Mitzrayim went to their parents. V'el Paro, and they went to Paro, the vacation man who Shishilcho Yisrael, and they started begging, let Klal Yisrael go at this point. The low rutzel they didn't want. The aswa b'chorus milchama. And b'chorus started a civil war at that point with Paro and their parents. The hargu mem harbe, and many people got killed. Many of the Mitzrim got killed at this point. Hadu dichtiv lemaka Mitzrayim b'chorayim. Like we say in Tehillim, and in Parak Kuf Lamed Vav lemaka Mitzrayim b'chorayim wasn't even lemaka Mitzrayim. We think we're talking about that Hashem killed the firstborn, but literally you take the words, meaning it means the Mitzrim killed the firstborn. The Mitzrim went on killing the firstborn because it was a civil war that was started because it came to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael announced them and told them what was going to happen. So therefore, to remember this miracle, that's what the Beis Yosef writes. Very interesting, the Mishnah Berurah does not bring down this Medrash, he only brings down the Torah's Medrash, but there's a different chilukim exactly what happened on this time. Okay, the question though, the Bach brings down, many of the Achronim bring down though, is, in the end of the day, why do we celebrate Dafka on Shabbos? It should be done always the 10th of the day. It should be Yud HaGadol. Okay, the 10th of the month should be the day. Why are we dafka selling Shabbos? Says the Bach, Mashem Matmiyam Olam, Damayach Sula Nesel HaShabbos. What does that have to do with Shabbos? Why are we dafka to celebrate Shabbos Gadol on Shabbos? It's a miracle. It happened on Shabbos, but it was more kashor to 4 days before they were going to leave Mitzrayim, to the Yud Nisan. Says the Prisha, very, very beautiful. Teirutz over here. The Prisha says, the priest is found on the page of the Torah, by the way. He is one of the Talmidim of the Ramah. L'chodesh hazeh eze yom she'yad mibnei shelo ba'nes al yedei shmira Shabbos. Because the nes happened because Klal Yisrael kept Shabbos in Mitzrayim. Shemibnei she'yadu ha'mitzrim she'yusol shomrim ha'Shabbos. Since the Mitzrim knew that Klal Yisrael in general kept Shabbos. And one of the things people don't do on Shabbos is metapel with animals. You don't deal with animals on Shabbos. Shomrim ha'Shabbos Mitzrayim k'disa b'medrish. The Yisrael Medrash says b'feresh that Klal Yisrael kept Shabbos, and that's one of the schusim they had to leave Mitzrayim. So ayumat biyam she'yum metapelim b'seba Shabbos. So they were wonderment, why were they metapel on Issa and Shabbos? That what brought them to come to ask the question, because it was dafka Shabbos. So v'ayidei kach shalu otam l'kach korin oto dafka Shabbos l'gadol. That's why we tell it dafka on Shabbos. That's a very nice teretz why we do it dafka on Shabbos. End of the day, we have this din of Shabbos ha'gadol. But one question that a lot of Boskim also ask is, the end of the day, the Shulchan Aruch brings it down, but generally in Shulchan Aruch, we don't write things that don't have nafkaminas. What is the nafkamina? Very nice. It's Shabbos HaGadol. What's the nafkamina of Shabbos HaGadol? Are you doing anything different? There's no mitzvah of the day. Okay, so perhaps it's what the Rama writes over here. The Rama, in the continuation, he says, V'aminag lomar b'mincha ha'gadol b'tchilas avadim ayinu al l'chapra al'skol ha'mroseinu u'poskim lomar baruch inashi. He says, since it's Shabbos HaGadol, and we're really part and parcel, already starting the nisim of Pesach, therefore there's a minag to say over the Haggadah on Shabbos Haggadah. The Mishnah Berurah brings down over here the Mincha Haggadah, the Fish Haita, Boat Chalos Haggulah, and Nisim, this starts the Geulah and the Nisim, Vafil Chal Shabbos Haggadah, where Pesach, Vaz Dorshim Shabbos Haggadah, even if the Drosh of Shabbos Haggadah is pushed off to the Shabbos before, like if when it's fall out an Erev Pesach, nevertheless, the time to say the Haggadah is Dafka on Shabbos Haggadah. Okay, so perhaps that would be the nafkamina. The problem is, though, the Gra disagrees with the Rama. The Gra brought down to the Bir Alach over here, Dimur Masel Mincha Haggadah, says the B'shem Gra Katosh Layin Noigel, that there's no minag, such minag, to go ahead and do this. Why? Mishum de Isa Ba'Gadah, he's dafka against doing this. Why? Mishum de Isa Ba'Gadah, Yochel Miba'od Yom, it says in the Gadah, we say, maybe you should do it earlier. No, it says only B'Shah Shematzah Marah Munachim Lefanecha. You're supposed to say the Gadah only when Elel Seder, when the Matzah the Marah Munachim Lefanecha. So the Gra was not only held, it was not a minag, it's a bad minag to do, not to say the Gadah. This is how the minag of Rosh Shlomo Zalman also was not to say the Gadah on Shabbos Gadah. And then we're left with really no real nafkamina. I'm not sure. Know that there is one other thing that we do on Shabbos Gadol. It's not necessarily connected to the miracle, but it's more connected to the fact of preparation of the Chag, similar to what we said, Kodem Shlosh, the Kodem Chag Shloshim Yom. You're supposed to Dorish, what the minhag that still lasts till today is the Drasha of the Shabbos Gadol, Shabbos Gadol Drasha. Okay? The Mishnah Berurah does mention the Shabbos Gadol Drasha over here. He mentioned it, Derech Hag over here in the end of Siv Katan Beis, that he writes, when Shabbos Gadol falls on an Erev Pesach, you move it to the Shabbos before that. Why is that? Because it's very simple. The Iker part of Shabbos the Gadol Drasha is to prepare you for the halachas of Pesach coming up. So if you wait till Erev Pesach to do that, you're not going to have prepared time to prepare. So there's no reason of doing the Shabbos Gadol Drasha at that point. Okay, so therefore we mark them to the week before. The Mishnah Berurah says it's beferish of what the Iker Shabbos Gadol is supposed to be. We have to go back to the beginning of the Chelek. Tav Chav Tesiv Katan Gimel. Sorry, Sivkatan Beis says over here in the first line, Sivkatan Beis says, "V'achshav noagim lidros b'Shabbos Hagadol." We have the drush of Shabbos Hagadol. K'shein here per Pesach Chalbo. That's very lachti b'Shabbos Hagadol, like we just saw moments ago. Ube Shabbos Shuvah, and there's also minhag also Shabbos Shuvah to have a drush of Shabbos Shuvah. Then he says, "Va'ikur lahoras la'am darchi Hashem." The ikur of the Shabbos Hagadol, the Shabbos Shuvah drusha, is to teach the people darchi Hashem lilmod hamasa asher yasun, to teach them the halachas of preparing for these chags, upcoming chags. The ha'inu dinei Hagadol. Aval im yiyah drush rak be pilpul, or drush ba'alma, if the whole drush is going to be pilpul, or drush ba'alma, ein yotzim bazei yedechov asan, that's not a Shabbos shuva drusha. That might be a nice Ian share, okay, but that's not a Shabbos shuva drusha at all, to talk in pilpul and drush. It is their maker to teach the halachas. The essence, if you go to Marino Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal Shabbos, a gadol drusha, you see, all he basically does, he has a packet, he goes through the halachas every year, and it's the same thing every year, he goes through the halachas once again, to remember the halachas. Zalman, also, he writes very interestingly, that he says, even if the Rav of the Shul, even if he's in a velus betoch shiva, where generally, I know Marino Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal, when he is regular share that he gave on Shabbos, when he was in Shiva, he did not go give his regular share. But he says the Rav, who has to give a Shabbos Gadol drasha, or this, even B'toch Shiva, he could go up and go ahead and give the drasha for Talmud Tomer Durabim, unless there's a Rav, another different Rav that could take his spot. If not, then the Rav would be able to go ahead and give the drasha. Let's move on to Simen Tav Lamed Aleph, and this is really the beginning of the Lachas of B'dikas Chametz. So we talked about Lachas Pesach Shloshim Yom, and we talk about all the different Menagim of Chodesh Nisan, and we talked about Shabbos Gadol. We are now moving into the Ikari Dinim of B'dikas Chametz, Simen Tav Lamed Aleph. This is all what you have been learning in Maseches Pesachim, the first Mishnah, and Beis Amin Aleph in Maseches Pesachim, and we all know it says, Botkin Orli Adalit. Okay, Botkin Orli Adalit, the night as the Gemara discusses over there, it's talking about the night before Pesach. That is the Zman of B'dikas Chametz, and that's how we start over here our sin. B'tchilas Lel Yadalit B'nisan, Botkin at the Chametz L'Arner B'chor Nevitzdaki. So we have a mitzvah to go ahead with the beginning of the 14th of night, that's when the Zman B'dikas Chametz is. It says the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sifkat and Aleph. It doesn't mean like some have the minhag to wait till 10 o'clock at night or whenever everyone's finished cleaning, you wait. No, it's supposed to be Miyad, Perush. Take of Achar Yitzias HaKochavim, it's supposed to be Miyad. After Tzeis HaKochavim, you're supposed to go ahead and start the B'dikas Chametz. Shisha Dain Ksas Miyar Yom, you have a little bit of light still outside even though it's nightfall. That's the time Roy Lahatcha Livdok. In order that you don't become lazy and forget, and therefore you're supposed to go ahead and do B'dikas Chametz right away, not to wait too much later on. So much so that Rosh Hashanah Zalman writes, quote in Shalmi Moed, Nelich HaShlomo, no different, no sorry, Rosh Hashanah Zalman, that he writes over there that even if the B'nai B'ayis are not done cleaning for Pesach, they're still sweeping the house, they're still working on one room of B'dikas. Nevertheless, the husband should come home and start the B'dika right away. Go to Maariv, come home, do the B'dikas Chametz right at the way at Tzeis Kochavim, because that is the Zman of the B'dika. Okay, we'll discuss maybe a little later on in terms of if there's something going on, you need to appoint a Shliach, if that's going to help or not. But at the end of the day, it's supposed to be done as quickly as possible. Okay. What? In terms of that. Now, one of the things that I imagine that anyone who learns Maseches Pesachim, in depth, is bothered by what in the world's going on. There's this bittul thing, there's a bedika thing. What is really a chiyav? What's not a chiyav? What comes out from the sugyas lemaisa? Over here in the Beis Yosef, he brings down three opinions of what is really considered daraisa, what's the rabbanon, in terms of bedika ubittul. Because the Mishnah Berurah over here, the reason why I bring it down over here, the Mishnah Berurah says over here, we're talking about bedikas chazit. Both in the chametz b'tchilas laila, the Mishnah Berurah right away in Siv Shatakan Beis says v'gam tzarich levatel as at the chametz. You also have to do bittul chametz at the time of the bedika. What are we doing over here? So the Beis Yosef over here in our simon, he brings out three shitas in the Rishonim. We have the sheet of the Torah. The sheet of the Torah is mashma that the only thing that's really midaraisa is bittul. The Gemara sounds in a couple different places that bittul ba'alma sagi, if he doesn't mevatel your chametz, that's like getting rid of it, and you're mekayin your daraisa of getting rid of your chametz before Pesach. However, then that what leads off that sounds like bedikas chametz is only derabbanan. We have so many halachas of bedika. We all know that's a very big thing. That's what sounds like from the Torah. The Beis Yosef does not seem to like the Torah. He is even more surprised by the sheet of the Rambam. The sheet of the Rambam, he writes, you guys might have learned this, sheet of the Rambam sounds like that you require both of them midaraisa. You need daraisa, bedika and bittul. Okay, you need daraisa, bittul, bedika, and bittul. If you're not to both of them, you're not mekayim, you're daraisa over here. However, that's also not Pashas of the Sugi. We have Gemara that seem to sound like if you just did Bittul Ba'alma is Sugi. It sounds like even with Abadika, you are Mekayim Yadarais. And therefore, we really go with the Shita of the Ran. If you look in the Ran and the Sugyas over here, quoting the Beis Yosef, he says over here, Aval Ran cut of the Iyashar Lomarke, Elokachui Karin Shal Dvarim, Shezesham Artar Tashbisu, Yachol Liskayim, Be'echon Mishnei Dvarim. We're reading inside the Beis Yosef right now. The Ran writes that he could read Mekayim, Tashbisu, or with Bedika, or with Bittel. Oshia Batal Belibo, Kol Chamat Sheesh Persuso, Vyot Sienu B'machshava Tomer Shuso, V'sagi Be'achim Yidaraisa, that's going to be good. Afilu B'chamat Siyadua, you're really in your Mekayim, your Daraisa of Tashbisu, just by doing Bittel. You know there's still Chamat in your house. But if you're a mevatel that chametz, you're mekayim your mitzvah of tashbis already. That says the Rad Mishaverish. Okay. However, he does say also if you do a bedika and you get rid of the chametz by doing bedika, then also you're going to mekayim your daraisa with tashbis. Even if you didn't do
bittel. So by the end of the day, so therefore, yes, you are mekayim yadaraisa. At the end of the day, though, we are mekayim mechuyav to do both of them. We do both a bedika and a bittel. Why do we do both of them? That's the hemshech of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah, and if you didn't see this Mishnah Berurah, will give you so much insight in learning the sugya. I'll give you a synopsis of probably so many sugyas over here, right over here in a couple of lines. He says over here, the Mishnah Berurah, umina Torah be'echad mihen sagi mina Torah mina daraisa and sifkat and beis. One, either of them is good enough, or bedika or bittel. Kishivat will be libu mafkiro. When you just do bittel and your mafkiro chametz, shuv ainu shalov, ainu over love. It's not, doesn't belong to you. So long as you did it before this man of the Isra of chametz, you're not going to be over. You're not going to be over. You're not going to be over about your rabbi matz. You're going to be mekai in the mitzvah of tashbisa. V'kol shekain kishibotko mechap is acharu varim in olam. Kol shekain, if you do the bedika and you look after and you're mevayer all the chametz from an olam, you're for sure going to be mekai in the mitzvah. However, Chazal or Machmaras, don't rely on only one of them. Elabishneim Dafka, you have to mekayim both of them. Lefi shechashashu, because they are worried. Achar shabitol toli b'machshava tanshal b'nei adam u'b'nei osem. Miskifer is going to deal with the, oh, what's the problem with just doing bitol? You do bit, that's great. Who cares? You have a chametz. You're mevatlet. Because at the end of the day, if it's only toli in the machshava b'nei adam, ulai yera b'nei adam sheish lo chametz bad kama alafim lafkir. Maybe he's going to be afraid. You talk about a guy who has hundreds of dollars of whiskey in his cabinet, and he's not going to really do a real bitl. He doesn't have a vatel all his very precious chametz that he has in his cabinet. Even though he says with his mouth that it should be ka'afra ba'alma, mikol makom libo lochein, that's not what he really believes in his heart. Yashav v'leiv atam v'leiv shalim, he's not going to mevatel his chametz v'leiv shalim. Vary over, but by your own, he's going to end up being over by your own, because even though he read from the Siddur and he said the words, since he doesn't mean it, he's not going to be kai in the mitzvah. Sharei lo hotzi mibeiso, because he does not remove it from his house. Va'od, and furthermore, bittel ba'alm is not good enough. Shem mitoch shirigim bo kol hashana, since we're very rugged with chametz all year round, if you just do bittel, im yeh bebeiso reshuso gazrina shiishkach v'yavo lechol, we're afraid that if you have it around your house, even though you're a mevatlet, since you always go to the cabinet and take some bread, you'll take some bread more again, and you'll end up eating it on Pesach Chas Hashalom, and it'll be over there. Lachay tiknu chazal she'af al pishem mevatel osagi. Therefore, chazal are metakin, even though you did a bittel, that is not going to be good enough. You still have to do a bedika. El tzarich livdok levarim in all. You have to search the chametz in order to get rid of it from the world. Oh, so why don't we just do a bedika then? Why do we have to do a bittel? We call makom tzarich levatel gamkein. Nevertheless, don't think a bedika is good enough. You have to do a bittel also. Shema lo yivdok yofa. Maybe you didn't do a good enough job doing bedikas chametz. V'yimso chametz v'pesach v'yavor alav. You're going to end up with chametz in your house, and you're going to be over of Baal Yerol Baal Yematzah, because you didn't do a good enough job. Therefore, the combination of both the bedika and the bittel will get you out of all the problems over here, without getting into the issue of mechiras chametz, that we also sell our chametz, which is another thing on top of all this that we'll understand Bezrat Hashem a little bit later. We'll talk more about these dirim later on. Ad kan for today. Hopefully now we have clarity in the bittel and versus the bedika, what is doing what and why we have to do both. Ad kan for today.